The globes contained the hex's primary processors, where sensory data converged, was exchanged, and provoked various environmental responses. The weapons on each hand were little different in principle from standard blaster technology, but remarkably miniaturized and integrated into a limb capable of gripping and supporting weight as well. This hex had no camouflage system to analyze, and unfortunately the electromirror defense was too badly damaged to reverse engineer. Whole sections of its body had been fried to ash.
"I've cracked the code, my lord," said the specialist.
Axe hurried to peer over her shoulder. Scrolling through a holopad was a list of symbols, the blocks from which the hex's mind and all its actions were built. None of the commands, language rules, and algorithms, however, looked remotely familiar to Axe.
"These controlled the hex? The droid, I mean?"
"Yes."
"Could we use them to control others?"
"I fear not. These particular commands are generated within the device itself, a unique and purely internal system for coordinating its many parts. Each droid would have a different system, so what we've gained is merely the language for this droid, which is now dead."
"All right, but you have translated it in this case."
"Yes."
"So find me what I'm looking for. Time is short." "I have a Mandalorian to beat," she said silently to herself. "And if I lose, you are going to pay dearly."
The specialist bent low over the section of the hex she had exposed. Remotely operating manipulators capable of tinier measurements than any human could make. Data scrolled dizzyingly in all directions through the holopad, too fast for Axe to follow. Her head soon ached from concentrating too hard on something she didn't really understand.
"You have 1 minute," she told the specialist.
"My lord, I found it," Padisic said. "Name, hyperspace coordinates."
"Give them to me."
A sudden upwelling of excitement filled her.
"Now!" "Where are you, mother?"
Specialist Padisic rattled off a long string of numbers. Axe closed her eyes, visualizing roughly where the location fit into the galactic disk. It didn't. It was well above the mid-rim, in the middle of nowhere. Axe opened her eyes.
"Are you sure that's what's in its head?"
"Positive, sir. Although it doesn't make sense, does it? There's nothing out there. Nothing at all."
"Well," Axe told herself, "that wasn't entirely true. There were cold dwarfs and orphaned gas giants and all manner of strange stellar beasts. And it was an undiscovered world, after all, fit for traitorous droid makers on the run from the Sith. It wasn't unreasonable that people desperate to keep their location a secret might have traveled parsecs out of their way to obscure any chance of pursuit. But what had led Lima Zandra to that isolated haven in the first place? What had encouraged her to look in that direction? The odds of her taking a ship on a long jump to nowhere and just happening to arrive at a habitable world were minute.
"Run the coordinates through Imperial records," she told the specialist. "I'm guessing we'll find something in there."
The request went to the ship's databanks. Axe tapped her finger on the dissection table as she waited for the response. It took longer than expected, and she had time enough to observe just how much the baked organic residue looked like dried blood. With a chime, the holopad produced a single line of information.
"Now that really is impossible," said the specialist.
"Try again."
The specialist repeated the procedure from scratch, extracting the embedded data and feeding it into the records. The same result came back.
"It must be a bluff," the specialist said. "A false location to throw us off the scent."